Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The 165th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Tyreek Hill.
With the 37th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Chris Jones.
With the first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Eric Fisher.
The Kansas City Chiefs select Juan Thornhill.
The 63rd pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Travis Kelce.
10th pick in the 2017 NFL Draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes.
And welcome to Draft Night. Jay Binkley with you along with Kramer Sansone. This brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirit Superstore and Ryan Lawn and Tree. Last night it was very simple, Kramer Dog. There was one pick and one pick only to be had. And it went down like this, since you like playing picks.
With the 32nd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs select Clyde Edwards-Helaire, running back, LSU.
Sometimes you just have a hunch. Clyde Edwards-Helaire was a fascinating running back for them this past season. How about this? Despite only 14 grabs his first 2 years for the Tigers, he had a school record 55 catches for 453 yards. And clearly Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a car guy, because he said, "If you're a car guy, I'm like a Pirelli P0 tire, fresh off the market."
There we go. Welcome to Draft Night 2. The Chiefs, two picks tonight. One in the second round and one in the third round. The Bengals are on the clock. Day 2 of the draft, Kramer, and I can't wait for this. This is a special night. Not only that, the amount of talent that still sits out there. The Chiefs with four picks remaining in this draft. But to me, and what others are saying, is how talented this draft is. Adam Schefter tweets out a little bit ago, one personnel director calls this the deepest second round in the last 25 years. He believes there are 20 players available tonight that could have been first round picks, which we agree. There was guys left off the table that we thought could have been first round picks. Usually 7 to 10, they're saying there could be at least 25. They think there'll be as many starters in this round that there are in the first round. How about that? How about that? Executive told Adam Schefter, and I tend to agree with them. It is 7 minutes for the second round. It'll be 5 minutes for round three. Those two rounds are tonight. Tomorrow, starting at 11 a.m., five-minute rounds for 4, 5, and 6. When you get to the seventh rounds, this fast and furious, it's 4 minutes between. Tonight, Kramer, we see some action.
This is going to be a fun night. I think we're going to see most of the players that, I mean, of course, they didn't get drafted in the first round yesterday. We're going to see some splashes. I think we're going to see some trades, people trading up for those people that should have went in the first round. I think we're going to have a fun second and third round for this Friday evening.
Well, it's already starting. There's already people calling the Bengals. There are people calling as far as the Colts are concerned. We could see teams trade up to 33 or 34. Now, if I'm the Bengals, they've got a long way to go. They've got to put pieces around Joe Burrow. They only have one pick per round. So they've got seven picks, and they've got one pick in each round to the Bengals. So Do they feel confident if you're saying, okay, well, this round's going to have so much talent, to not do that? So far, we've seen this in this draft. This is what makes this draft unique. The SEC had 15 players selected in this draft so far. LSU had 5 just from that school alone. The Big 12 as a conference just had 5 in the first round. And the Big 10 had 5 in the first round. According to ESPN stats and info, surpassed the previous record of 12 first-round picks from a single conference, achieved 3 times before, ACC in 06, SEC in 13, and 17. LSU had as many first-round picks alone as the Big 10 and the Big 12. It was unbelievable what LSU did. Of course, the Chiefs getting Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back from LSU in round 1. But let's face it. As far as running backs that fit what Andy Reid wants to do, this is the guy. This is the guy that Pat Mahomes even wanted. It reminded Andy Reid of Brian Westbrook. We read it for you last night. I was using Arrowhead Pride's draft guide and told you their comparison for him was Brian Dawkins. And what did the Chiefs compare Edwards-Helaire to? Well, they compared him to Brian Dawkins. But I'll say this about Edwards-Helaire. Third highest total in rushing yards in LSU history. You know how good that football program is with 1,414 yards. 55 receptions that set a record at LSU. You think about the receiving talent they had, and he helped Joe Burrow. He's going to the Super Bowl champion, Patrick Mahomes, but he was with the Heisman Trophy winner and all-time touchdown single-season leader in Joe Burrow. He protected him. He caught the ball out of the backfield. 6.6 yards a carry, second in the SEC in rushing, number 1 in the SEC in touchdowns with 16. He does the 3 things, the trifecta that Andy Reid wants: block, catch, and then run. I believe in that exact order. But Clyde got the call to come to Kansas City. And basically, it sounded a little bit like this. Is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, so he gets a call from Brett Veach, and he gets a call from Andy Reid, and they told him that they asked Pat Mahomes, they texted Pat Mahomes, who do you want? What's the player you want? He wanted Clyde. Now, they both said it, so we'll see, but this is what Brett Veach said yesterday on the teleconference, undrafted a running back instead of going defense. And the fact that they didn't get any calls, really, once Green Bay traded up for Jordan Love, one of the big surprises in the draft so far.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, it sounds cliche to say the best player available. But, I mean, this guy, I mean, we view this guy as an extraordinary running back and a rare talent for the things he can do. I mean, we had a pocket of guys. Some were offensive linemen, some were corners, some were linebackers. And the way it worked out and where we picked and what was left, we just felt like he was the best player and it made the most sense for us. Wasn't a lot of trade dialogue. We really didn't have any calls once Green Bay traded up. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we were happy with that because we certainly view this guy as a franchise type running back.
So that's it. The Chiefs have their franchise running back. I'm not for giving the pay. I was huge on running backs before. I was huge. And I still like the value of the running back, but it's been tapered down to some extent. We see seventh rounders like Chris Carson. You see the undrafted players like Damian Williams, you know, have success in the NFL. In San Francisco, what they were doing with their running game, you don't have to be in the first round to have effect. And I do believe there's some good third and fourth round running backs. Here's when Clyde got the call from the Chiefs.
I just want to welcome you to the Kansas City Chiefs. I can't tell you how excited we are to have you. You might have heard that we've got a pretty decent offense with some of the best coaches in the business, and they are so excited to have you. We can't wait to see you out there with Patrick Mahomes and the rest of all of our offensive talent. It's going to be something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, we're fired up for you, man. Very excited.
Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. Mahomes, yes, sir. I can't wait.
We asked Pat Mahomes, who do you want? And he picked you. Huh?
Man, I'm ready to
work. You better be ready to go, man.
I'm ready to work, coach. You know that.
You're always ready.
Clyde, I told Clark and Coach Reed today that at about 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, I said Clyde was going to be our pick because Coach and I were thinking your way. And then when we texted Pat And I asked Pat, I said, give me a name. I said, don't think about it. He said, Clyde. I said, we're good. Good. So we're excited, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
What's going on, man?
So there you go. A lot of excitement for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And it's Brian Westbrook that he was compared to. And I don't know if I said Dawkins in rare, but he was part of that 96 draft class.
Speaking of Dawkins,
but he was Clyde Edwards-Helaire was on with Cody and Gold. The man himself was on this afternoon. You can check it out in its entirety on demand at 610sports.com. And he was asked by Cody and Gold, what's it feel like being compared to Westbrook?
In the comparison, man, I was just ecstatic. Being compared to Brian Westbrook is something that, you know, in a million years I would have never guessed I'd be compared to on national television. So, that was a shocker for me. And then, I mean, it's just being on the phone, you know, just Andy Reid, just the whole nine yards. Everything was just it seemed surreal, and I really wish I could have had a GoPro in my head to relive the moment.
There you go, Clyde Edwards-Helaire on being considered like Brian Dawkins or Westbrook, because it's exactly what Arrowhead Pride said as well. And we'll talk to those guys later. Showing Zach Taylor, they're showing Joe Burrow being selected, his whole family, like on his lap. Did you notice the posturing done yesterday? There was like CeeDee Lamb having a second cell phone was being grabbed, and he goes and grabs it right there with his lady sitting next to him. That was kind of funny. Jerry Jones on the yacht. Mike Vrabel with his kids doing who knows what behind him, but it seems like this game. And then it's the flex moves, like we saw with Cliff Kingsbury and that palace he lives in. The palace built by one Pat Mahomes at Texas Tech. It's so bad, Kramer. I had a vision a couple years ago when he was still at Texas Tech. Because the writing was on the wall, he was going to be canned. And I thought, man, it would be nice to have Cliff Kingsbury in here if he's run as a consultant on offense. I didn't think of my wildest imagination as bad as he was at Tech. Boom, he gets a head coaching job in the National Football League. I just thought it would have been perfect to be back here with Pat. But looking at some of the talent here, as the Chiefs, their draft selections, they got 32 tonight, which is at the second to last pick in the second round. It's pick number 63. It's the one they got from the Niners. They'll pick in the third round, pick 96. They'll pick in the fourth round, number 138. They'll pick in the fifth round, pick 177. As it sits now, the Chiefs, only 5 picks in this draft. The Saints, 5 picks in this draft. The Chiefs and the Saints had the fewest picks going forward in the draft at this point. The biggest surprise, I think, still remains that Jordan Love was picked by the Packers. The Packers fans not happy about this pick at all.
It's the same
situation that Aaron Rodgers was in with Brett Favre years ago. But looking at best available, this is where the Chiefs can make some hay. And I do feel there's going to be quality players. And I still have Bryce Hall, the cornerback that was injured, that did come back, but he played with Juan Thornhill at Virginia. That is still the cornerback is a position I still think is a position of need. They lose Kendall Fuller. Breland comes back on 1 year. But again, it's development of players. What is this division full of now? It's clear college football, this is the year of the wide receivers in this draft. And the AFC West got two of the best. And Judy going to the Broncos, and Henry Ruggs, the fastest, by the way, also a great receiver, went to the Raiders. So you're seeing good quality wide receivers in here. And whether Drew Lock pans out or not, I like what Drew's game is. The Chiefs are the only game he lost. Joe Burrow, I'm extremely high on. But what are the linebackers? Zach Bond's still out there. I expect Zach Bond to be on. I expect him to be taking 4 or 5 picks here at the beginning of the second round.
I can see him dropping to almost like maybe in middle parts of this round.
I don't know. I think he'll be taken in the first 4 or 5 picks. I do. Talking about off-ball linebacker, I don't think people really care about the diluted test when it was water. It doesn't hurt him against the CBA with the new rules, so it doesn't hurt him. Malik Harrison's a linebacker that I really like that went to Ohio State. I think he's a good hitter. He's a thumper. He's a guy. And again, it was Zach Bond. You're talking about projects. You think he can play Will? He's an off-ball linebacker. Got 12.5 sacks last year when Wisconsin asked him to put pressure on the quarterbacks. Waiting 2 minutes and 57 seconds for the Bengals pick. We're going to take a timeout on draft night. When we come back, we'll let you know who the Bengals selected or if they traded. We'll do that next.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. The pick is in for the Bengals. That's right. And you knew these wide receivers. This is a guy that a lot of people thought were going in the first round. Barely doesn't go in the first round. T. Higgins, wide receiver, Clemson.
T. Higgins, wide receiver, Clemson.
Lawrence will take the shotgun snap, first and 10 of the 19. Goes at left side, outside the numbers, has Higgins. Higgins turns it up that sideline and goes into the end zone. Touchdown!
Higgins caught 27 touchdowns for the Tigers, just like DeAndre Hopkins and Sammy Watkins before him. He's already 6'3", 216, and has room to grow. Higgins is great in the air and an improving route runner, but will not do too much damage after the catch.
So T. Higgins off the board quickly to the Bengals, who were fielding calls. That leaves Michael Pittman is possibly the next best wide receiver. I think it's Denzel Mims.
I think it's Mims.
From Baylor. Michael Pittman, Laviska Shenault, that I really like at Colorado. Chase Claypool, who killed it at the combine for his size. Very Megatron-like numbers. A guy that they thought would be a tight end. But no, he's a wide receiver, and he's not going to put up big-time numbers. Brian Edwards remains out there. Probably more of a third-round pick, the all-time leading catcher at Clemson. But six wide receivers went in the first round, like six offensive linemen. Those were the hot positions. The Colts pick is in. I'm curious if they go wide receiver here as well. Then we'll get some reaction on the phone lines about the Chiefs' first pick. And also the text line is open, 69306. Any reaction you had to the pick yesterday? Are you changed your mind now? Once you see a little Clyde Edwards turn, there you go. Michael Pittman selected by the Indianapolis Colts. So boom, boom, already eight wide receivers taken. And this is the part of the draft. You wonder, okay, which direction were they going? Clearly the wide receiver position. So those, but again, there's no rush to get wide receiver here. It is so loaded in the second round, in the third round, in the fourth round. It is loaded that position. But the big physical wide receivers being taken off the board here quickly in T. Higgins and Michael Pittman Jr. from USC, going here 1-2 in the second round. Real quickly, let's go to the phone lines and talk to Reggie in Anaheim. What's up, Reggie?
What's going on, man? I'm actually here in Kansas City.
How are you?
Yeah, well, actually, I've been here about a month. Since March, since the Rona hit. Well,
thanks for the postcard.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I had to come back home and ride it out, man. But I'm excited, man. I'm really excited about the kid. Fun fact, so I went to school with his grade school teacher, Miss Pamela Dobbins. She's from the Kansas City area, but she taught down in New Orleans. So I was actually getting posts from her about him his junior year of high school. So I was pretty familiar. I said, "Oh, that's that kid Pam talk." So yeah, man, I'm excited, man. He's got good speed. His feet in the hole, bro. He chops laterally better than any. I mean, he can set people up in the hole. If he gets out in space, you're in trouble, especially if you're a linebacker. And the fact that he can catch the ball out the backfield and run you over, I think this just makes this offense so much more.
No question. Three down great. Back, that 36% of his carries went for first downs or touchdowns last year at LSU. The Lions pick is in, Reggie, and I'm thinking here, Ross Blacklock was somebody they really wanted for the Chiefs. He's listed here, could be the best defensive tackle remaining. Will we see another wide receiver here, or will we see Marlon Davidson of Auburn defensive lineman or defensive tackle Ross Blaylock? I'm thinking the Lions go Blaylock here.
Yeah, well, you know, the Lions have so many holes to fill defensively and offensively because they're the Lions. They can get this car. It's almost like best player available. I tell you who I'm interested in is that kid out of Colorado, because I've seen him play against my nephew at Utah.
Viska?
Yeah, man. If he falls to the Chiefs, so I got two questions and I get off the air. One, when they measure the players at the combine, they measure them without shoes on, correct?
Yeah, usually, yeah. Okay, all the time, yeah.
Okay, so Clyde is really 5'8 in cleats, 5'8, 205, right?
Yeah. 5'8. It doesn't matter.
All right. Two, if Kavlicka is there at 31, do you take him? Do you think the Chiefs take him, or do you think they take a cornerback? And I'll take my thoughts out there. Good to hear from you guys.
Hey, thank you. Bryce Hall's the guy I want in this round. But that was in lieu of them going linebacker in round one, but clearly that didn't happen.
So I had A.J. Epineza so far, mid parts of first round.
Well, he's a
honestly,
first
he's
round
falling.
Type guy.
He's falling. And I don't know how far he's going to fall. And if you're the Chiefs, do you want to go for an edge rusher as an Epineza? If he's there. I'm not saying he won't be. I mean, this is a long second round.
I don't see him staying there. But I
don't know.
I'm with Schefter and them talking about 25 guys. You know, there could be more starters in the second round than the first round. And again, I think this is going to be a tough year for rookies to start. And I think the Chiefs, with the experience, people knowing what they're doing, have a leg up on the competition of everybody else.
And that's why I think they didn't trade out. They didn't want to trade out because they knew what they had. Yes, only five people. If they would have traded back and probably got two picks out of it, are you really going to trust another person in the personnel room to possibly learn something soon?
Well, the pick is in for the Detroit Lions, so we're not seeing any early trades. We thought that we would see a run on trades. The Giants and the Patriots are the next two selectors. Again, this round, 7 minutes. Instead of DeAndre Swift from Georgia. A lot of people thought DeAndre Swift, the running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. DeAndre Swift, the second running back taken after the Chiefs went Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So the Lions get DeAndre that a lot of people thought first-round pick. But here was DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre Swift, running back, Georgia.
Out of the pistol, Swift behind Fromm. DeAndre gets the handoff, angling to the near side, to the 10, to the 5, end zone, touchdown, DeAndre Swift!
The aptly named Swift is coming off back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons with 17 touchdowns for the Bulldogs. He also caught 73 balls for 5 more scores over his 3 seasons. Swift is elusive and gets to top speed quickly, but ball security and pass protection are concerns.
So, DeAndre Swift to the Lions, Jonathan Taylor remains. The one thing that I'm wondering is what's the deal with Jonathan Taylor? We're talking about back-to-back 2,000 yards rushing in the Big Ten. The fastest past Herschel Walker for the most yards ever in 3 years. Doak Walker Award winner multiple times. He proved he could catch the ball with 28 receptions last year because he wasn't catching but only like 6 passes previous 2 years. So Jonathan Swift remains out there as running back number 2 goes to the Detroit Lions. So we've seen offensive skill positions at wide receiver with T. Higgins, Michael Pittman from USC going to the Colts, which you got to like what the Colts are building. You got to like, I mean, it is a very short window with Rivers, but I like what Chris Ballard's doing there. Then DeAndre Swift to Georgia. It leaves the Giants and Dave Gettleman to figure out what he's going to do. This is a coin toss in the air. I will stick with Blacklock, though.
So you're going to stick with Blacklock for the Giants in this situation?
Yes.
I think you got to go Josh Johnson. Give another opposite side of the tackle. You got one tackle already with Andrew Thomas.
Josh Jones.
Get Josh
and
Jones.
Jalen Johnson still here. They're one of the better corners.
That's true. I think you got to shore up that offensive line, though.
Thomas, I'll get to your call in a little bit. When we come back, I'll let you know what the Giants selected, and we'll talk to Kent Swanson from ArrowheadPride.com. And these guys have been nails, 4 for 4 in their picks so far. We'll see if that continues next.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley, produced by Kramer Sansone, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore. 3 great locations, plus Ryan Lawn and Tree. The pick is in for the Giants, but we're going to the phone lines to talk to the magician, Kent Swanson, leader of the Kansas City Draft Guide, ArrowheadPride.com, a member of Arrowhead Pride that went 4 for 4 in picks last night. Kent!
Hey, we were on a heater, man. We had a good night. What can I say?
All right, I'm going to put you here. Roger Goodell's giving the pick for the Giants. Who will it be?
I've already seen it, so Xavier McKinney. I have Xavier McKinney, the pitcher out of Alabama. So we've got a little honor here.
So you're a little bit ahead of me.
Look like we were geniuses. You know, it's all right.
So I was wondering how you guys were doing this.
No.
Hey, listen. I'm telling you, we went 4-for-4 without any help yesterday.
Yes.
I'm playing on the honor system right now and telling you I knew the pick before.
Okay.
On this one. But I picked Mekhi Becton as an informed guest. Thank you very much, sir.
I'm kind of wondering Ross Blaylock goes, okay, here's one for you, genius, because the pick will probably come in when I'm talking to you. And I think they're going to take it, not trade it, because they traded it out of the first round. The Patriots, what do they do here? Do they surprise us all with Jalen Hurts?
I'm not feeling that one. But trying to guess what the Patriots do, like, just find a fourth-round safety that's good on special teams. And that's who the Patriots are taking.
You know who I think they're going to take?
Wallace. Kevon Wallace out of Clemson.
I'm going Cole Kmet tight end is who they're going to go with because deal that tight end role.
That's not a bad guess either. That's actually a pretty good bet. And just say the Patriots pick is in. They did not trade out of it. So,
okay. Yeah, well, they traded out.
If it was Kmet, I think Kmet's a good bet, I think.
Okay.
I'm just being random and guessing a random fourth-round safety because that's what Bill Belichick likes to do. He likes to draft, you know, former rugby players in the third round.
So, I just want to be cool like you guys. Now, I will say this, and I did give you guys props with the draft guide because I would like to give you props as I did all last year when you guys were killing it with your selections, especially Cleveland Farrell. But how about the fact that you guys had Brian Westbrook as a player equivalent to Clyde Edwards-Helaire? And then Veach talks about it. Reed talks about it. Cody and Gold interviewed Clyde Edwards, and they brought it up. And there you guys were with this in the draft guide.
Yep, out in early April. I wrote that write-up for Clyde Edwards-Helaire in March. So that's been sitting there for a while. And you best bet that we're flexing on that one a little bit.
I know.
We're trying to push some guys here, Bink. We're trying to sell some guys here, but I love Clyde Edwards-Helaire's fit in Kansas City. I think he's the perfect fit for this. Hey, it's a safety, by the way. It's not Kevon Wallace. But you got to be excited about what Clyde Edwards-Helaire can do. And I think I even talked to Cody and Cole about this. You know, if the Chiefs are going to take a running back, it needs to be him because he has rare pass catching ability. He does things out of the backfield. He does things in the slot as a receiver that not a lot of other running backs can do. In fact, none of them in the class do it to the same level as him. So I think, you know, he's got a ton of value in the pass catch game. So this could wind up being a really good value for the Chiefs. It's a high floor pick. You know, it's a solid double. It's not, you know, shooting for the moon at one of the other premium positions, but he's a very good football player, and I'm a big fan of his.
The Patriots went with Kyle Duggar from Lenoir Ryan. You saw him play at the Senior Bowl, didn't you?
Yeah, and I mean, he's a fun prospect.
Division two player going early.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised about that at all. I don't think we had him quite that high. I don't mean maybe we did. I don't know. But, you know, he's a good football player, and he's versatile, and he can play in the box. He has special teams ability, Bink. There's been a lot of buzz for him late in the process that, you know, he might wind up, you know, going in this range, and now he's a top 40 selection. What a major climb for him. But a very good football player. Very good football player.
Yeah, D2, I'm a little bit surprised they go that direction with their first pick in the draft. All right, Ken, I'm not going to keep you long. Where do the Chiefs go tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think they might still take a, you know, BPA approach, a best player available approach. I wouldn't be stunned to see them take 5, 6, 7, 8 different positions. Like, I think anything but quarterback and running back probably out on the table still. Which is a good spot to be in if you think about it, because I mean they're well positioned to just let, you know, take the value that falls to them. You know, they don't have to go out and be aggressive to try to reach for a certain position. So whatever's there at 63, they're going to be well positioned to take. And I think you got to be really excited about that. Wouldn't put past them to make a little move up because there's still some players that I really like that make a lot of sense for them. Christian Fulton still out on the board. So that's a player I would definitely keep an eye on.
The Panthers just made their pick. They took Gross Matos, the defensive end for Penn State. 9.5 sacks last year, 50 tackles for losses. So the Panthers going defense here. Today, this thing is flying through as the Dolphins now on the clock.
It's great. No, let's keep those picks going. I like what, you know, the Panthers are doing because now they went Derek Brown and now they go Ytor Gross-Matos. They're building a front up there that's going to be nasty.
No question. All right, Kent, thank you a ton, my friend.
Yeah, anytime, buddy.
There you go, Kent Swanson, arrowheadpride.com. The Carolina Panthers and Matt Rhule going by Yeter Gross Matos, a defensive end from Penn State.
Yeter Gross Matos, defensive end, Penn State.
Back to pass, pressure, steps up, hit, down he goes, back on the 6-yard line, Yeter Gross Matos.
Gross Matos was a 2-year starter for the Nittany Lions, leading them in sacks and tackles for loss in both campaigns. He's a long and limber athlete with the speed to turn the corner. He has room to grow physically and improve technically.
So the Panthers go on defense with Matt Rhule is they go defensive tackle in round one. They go defensive end here in round two. This will leave the Dolphins on the clock. The Dolphins, then the Texans. Remember, tonight's not 10 minutes. It is 7 minutes between picks. Let's go to Thomas in the district. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, Bink, how you doing? It's always a pleasure to talk to my family and friends out in Missouri.
Well, thanks,
but
man.
Let's get right. It's always good to talk to you. But listen, I might be Debbie Downer here, but I don't find that to be what they should have done because I don't.
You're talking running back.
Yes, and it's the value. I don't have a problem with the player. It's the value. And here's why I said, of all the teams that the Chiefs, let's forget about the AFC West. We're going to win that. Let's concentrate on the one team that improves itself and is right there with us. And right now, if you compare our rosters, I would have to say the Ravens' roster is better. And that's why I'm saying I think you – excuse me?
Oh, I like this one. There's a certain guy named Patrick Mahomes, and I know they got Lamar Jackson, but I'll roll with that.
I'll roll with that, too. No problem with that. But if you look at those two rosters, and I'm take Pat out of this, okay? Let's just take Pat out.
You got two Hall of Famers on this roster, Thomas. You got Mahomes, a future one, because he's going to get there. And you got Kelsey. He's already there.
Come on, Ben. I mean, look at that. You're looking at two positions. I'm saying
Tyreek Hill? They don't have a Tyreek Hill.
Come on, Ben. I know.
Okay, tell me who Tyreek Hill is with the Ravens.
I tell you what, they don't have a Tyreek Hill, but what they're building is better. Eventually, you're going to see what Brown can do and some of these other guys. We're lacking defensive buffers. Yeah. And while we can always say it's all about offense, at some point, you've got to stop somebody. Now, and I'll go this far. Take the first 8 weeks of last year when we were complaining about our defense. Would you not say that was a poor defense?
But, man, it came together.
Yes, exactly. But we're now all basing it on those last 8 weeks. Suppose that defense is the same defense that was the first 8 weeks. Are we going to beat some of these teams like the Ravens in the playoffs?
Hey, Thomas, I'm not going to lie. I do like Patrick Queen, and I'm not going to front on that one.
I mean, I'm just saying, I'm more concerned with the Ravens as a whole, because now we're not talking about getting a bye as a second seed. We're talking about trying to beat them and get the bye as a first seed. And I don't believe you're going to come into Baltimore and beat them if they're the number one seed. I really don't think we're going to travel across the country just because we won it and just because we got Pat. I can't be convinced like that.
Like when they I'm were beat last these, year?
I'm sorry?
Like they were beat by the Titans last year?
Yeah, but come on now. You can put up those arguments. But
Derrick Henry ran all over him. He couldn't even run it here.
What do you mean they couldn't? Listen.
Derrick Henry could not run against the Chiefs. They shut him down. He's still
forget
running against
Derrick
the
Henry.
Ravens, Thomas.
Forget Derrick Henry. We're not talking about it. We're talking simply about these two particular teams. This is the team you have to beat. That's the part we're not saying.
All right, Thomas. Hey, Thomas, okay, you keep it real, man. Good call by you. But no, I'm with you on the Ravens being there. I think the future of the AFC. But don't give me this one seed. They had it last year, and Derrick Henry punked them. Then they came to Arrowhead, and he only got, four carries in the second half? I do like Patrick Queen pick, though. I'm not going to lie on that one.
It's a little scary.
But I'm with Hilaire, man. If you listen, here's the thing. Andy Reid knows the game of football inside and out. And Brett Veach did a fantastic job with the draft last year, did a fantastic job by going out and getting free agents. Building chemistry in locker room is an important ingredient that we don't often look at, but we can look at the Royals and what they were able to do with team chemistry building. There is something to be said with that. And the Chiefs won a Super Bowl. They know what they're doing. And this is a perfect running back for the Kansas City Chiefs. This one tonight and tomorrow, this important draft. I know it's just five picks at this point. We'll see what they do. But again, they're picking at the end of the second round. I don't know, you know, the viability for people wanting that pick from the Chiefs. Looks like the Dolphins pick is in, and we'll let you know exactly what that is when we get back.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Draft Night with Jay Binkley and Kramer Sansone, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore and Ryan Lawn and Tree. A couple picks are already in. Robert Hunt, the guard from Louisiana, goes to the Dolphins. And finally, Ross Blacklock from TCU in the Big 12 defensive tackle goes at number 40 to the Houston Texans. Let's go to the trade desk, Kramer.
So for this trade that's happened, the Colts have traded with the Browns that are sending the number 41 pick to the Colts, and the Browns received number 44 and 160.
So the Browns now on the clock at 41. Keep in mind the Chiefs are picking 63. Ross Blacklock was a guy that was mocked to the Chiefs quite a bit, and I had a feeling he'd be taken early tonight. I thought he might be a little bit earlier than right now. But he's going to the Houston Texans, so not staying in Lone Star State is Ross Blacklock.
Ross Blacklock, defensive tackle, TCU.
Fourth and goal at the 1 yard line. Bouchel unable to get in. The Frog defense in front. Blacklock and Bethley hold him up.
Blacklock rebounded from a torn Achilles to post 15 tackles for loss and 5.5 sacks in 2019. He looks the part at 6'3", 290 with natural power. That power and an elite first step get Blacklock in the backfield. A nonstop motor and good finishing kick get him to the football. Blacklock does need work as a pass rusher.
So there you go. Good run defender, 15 tackles for loss, 5.5 sacks last year. Looking over the second round, what we have here is the Colts have made a trade, it looks like. The Colts have traded up.
How was that trade?
The Colts are sitting at 41 now.
Yes, so that was the trade with the Browns.
Gotcha. So that's a trade with the Browns. All right, let's review. Here's the pick. Colts pick is in. Let's see what they're doing. They took Michael Pittman Jr. at pick number 34. T. Higgins was the first in the second round, the wide receiver Clemson. Then Michael Pittman Jr. is going to the Colts at pick number 34. The next pick, DeAndre Swift, pick number 35. That's a running back, second running back taken from Georgia, goes to the Lions. Xavier McKinney, the safety from Alabama, goes to the Giants. Kyle Duggar, Lenore Ryan, Division II, goes to the Patriots. Gross Matos, the defensive end, goes to the Panthers. Robert Hunt, the guard from Louisiana, to the Dolphins. Ross Blacklock just went to the Texans. Now we see Jonathan Taylor, running back, Wisconsin, and he's taken behind DeAndre Swift. He's taken behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire. This guy right here was the all-time leading rusher, twice Doak Walker winner. Rushed for more yards than anybody the first 3 years in college. Jonathan Taylor, to me, will have a bit of a chip on his shoulder. The Colts are loading up. I like what Jonathan Taylor is.
Jonathan Taylor, running back, Wisconsin.
First and 10, handoff Taylor again to the 45. Taylor the 40, 35, 30, slips through, breaks a tackle, goodbye. 10, 5, touchdown, Jonathan Taylor, 48 yards.
Taylor is big and can run through tackles, but also has top-end speed. He sees a hole, bursts through it, and can take it to the house. Taylor is limited as a receiver and carried the ball nearly 1,000 times in Madison, but that produced three seasons of at least 1,900 yards.
And that's the thing about Taylor. He will have a chip on his shoulder. And we're talking about a guy in Taylor that the last 3 years finished in the top 10 in the Heisman voting for the best football player in America. This past year, 6.3 yards a carry. Second straight year of over 2,000 yards. Okay, he had 8 receptions his first year, 8 receptions his second year, no touchdowns. This year, comes out and gets 26 receptions. Not a ton, but he was showing the ability to catch the football because that is a big concern. And he had ended up with 252 yards receiving with 5 touchdowns. He got 2 of those in the first game this year. But here's a guy that probably, I'd say a decade ago, top 10 pick, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And here's the thing, though. He's not slow. We're not talking about a 4.5 and 4.6 speed. Not that that's slow, but it's for running. We're talking 4.39 speed at his size.
That's like
what he ran
pick.
At the combine.
I like this pick for the Colts because how we were talking about before we knew what the Miami Dolphins were, I was thinking John Taylor might go there. And I told you that Wisconsin's offensive line is what brought him all those yards this past season and in past two seasons or the past seasons he was there in Wisconsin. They have a great offensive line there in Indianapolis, and I think he's going to wreak havoc. Yeah, I think it's a great pick by the Colts.
So the Colts here in round two getting skill position and skill position. Let's not forget about Philip Rivers as the Jaguars were on the clock. Their pick is actually in. It's going fast and furious at this point. But what the Colts have done, they get a wide receiver in Michael Pittman Jr. From USC. Talking skill positions. He's 6'4", 223 pounds. Then they go out and draft Jonathan Taylor. I would say right now, this second round belongs to Indy.
It does. Even though, because they have two picks, and now they have picks that they can put around their new quarterback in Philip Rivers. Granted, we don't know how Philip Rivers is going to play this coming season, but the fact that they got Michael Pittman Jr., now you have Jonathan Taylor, you have almost another 1-2 punch and a couple more weapons for Rivers.
J.K. Dobbins remains out there. And keep this in mind, the running back at Ohio State could be the best running back amongst DeAndre Swift and Jonathan Taylor. I still like Clyde Edwards-Helaire better because of the all-around ability that he has, but J.K. Dobbins, the best running back that's staying on the clock. Any inclination what the Jaguars will do? Leonard Fournette wants out.
I don't
J.K. Dobbins in.
I that honestly might be a good possibility of what they could do.
I thought Jonathan Taylor was actually going to end up with the Jags, to be quite honest with you, but J.K. Dobbins, I could see ending up with the Jags.
I could see Marlon Davidson of Auburn heading to the Jags.
Yeah.
Because
that's the syndrome, second guy on the defensive line syndrome.
Yep.
They were seeing, because Brown was taken early on, and we're seeing the second guy on the defensive line. So it's Jags, Bears, and Browns. At this point, we're sitting with pick number 42 that is in for the Jags. We still don't know who it is, and the Chiefs are picking 63 as the second round. Going pretty fast, going pretty furious, and I was curious how this was going to go with the communication lines.
It seems like the communication lines is subpar. I think they're
Absolutely. Able
to get things going and move it to Goodell in order he can put the pick out. He's still reading from a card, which I don't understand why. Just pull up your cell phone. That's probably why they're probably texting him, to be honest.
Is he changing his clothes all the time? I haven't really noticed.
I haven't noticed yet.
But they said he was.
They said he was last night. I didn't notice it because I was, of course, working back behind here.
You expect
too much
better
stuff
man
going
cave,
on.
Though, making $47 million a year.
No. If you're a guy that knows how to budget his money, I feel like there's nothing.
Budget his money.
If you have that much money, you don't really need to put it in your basement. I bet he has a three-story house.
Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's where all the money's probably going to is a boat or even his backyard. I bet he has a full football field in his backyard.
Who's going to flex tonight? Is someone going to be in the back of one of those pimped-out buses? We going to see somebody making a pick from a chopper? We going to see a pick from a Learjet?
Or are you going to be a hot air balloon?
Yeah. Antonio Brown would.
I can't stand him. Cannot stand Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Well, we still haven't seen AFC West picks so far in this second round. We saw Justin Herbert and Kenneth Murray go to the Chargers. I like that draft with Murray. Jury's still out on Justin Herbert, whether they have something or not. We saw Jerry Jeudy going to the Denver Broncos. The Raiders, Damon Arnett, corner. A little bit suspect of a pick for them at 19 to get Henry Ruggs III, the wide receiver. As far as this division's loading up with wide receiving talent, the Broncos will pick 46 here in the second round. And as far as other AFC West teams, we get the Chargers at pick 57, the Chiefs at 63 at this point.
And one thing about the two Colts pick that they've had this round so far, they're trying to load up on offense because they're trying to go one-on-one with the Kansas City Chiefs.
And they didn't have a first-round pick.
No, they did not. And the fact that they pulled two rabbits out of the hat right here, yes, they've won the second round so far, but they're just trying to figure out a way to stop the Chiefs.
The most picks in this draft was the Dolphins coming into it. The Jags, Vikings, Patriots, and Giants each had – or no, Patriots, Vikings, Jags each had 12. The Giants had 10. As far as the AFC West is concerned – the Chargers came in with 7 picks, the Broncos 10 picks, the Raiders 7 picks, the Chiefs 5 picks. tonight. The Saints and the Chiefs, the fewest picks in the draft this year, and Roger Goodell is now in front. Has he always been wearing a sweater?
Yes, so far it's, he has.
J.K. Dobbins, what do you say?
I give me a DN. I just like Marlon Davidson.
All right. Is Roger Goodell reading the card? Laviska Shenault.
I like it.
Wide receiver, Colorado, when he's a big-time player. And again, a lot of people thought Laviska could end up in the first round. But this is a good pick for the Jaguars. He's a good receiver. And I'm kind of curious where he goes. We're starting to see wide receivers starting to fall in this draft, especially the second round. They're going for it.
Laviska Shenault Jr., wide receiver, Colorado.
Shotgun snap, Montez drop, crossing pattern taken by Laviska, turns, steps out of the tackle, and there he goes! 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado!
At 6'1", 227, Shenault is a mismatch at the line of scrimmage and after he catches the football. More than one defender is usually needed to bring him down. Shenault is still raw as a receiver, but can also line up in the backfield and under center.
So you're starting to see the wide receivers. We saw six in the first round. The second round has really been about the wide receiver. Tonight is T. Higgins, Michael Pittman Jr., and Laviska Shenault taken. It still leaves Bryan Edwards out there, a guy that I really like from South Carolina. But Bryce Hall is still there. That's the cornerback from Virginia I would like to see end up with the Kansas City Chiefs. As far as being on the clock as we sit right now, it is the Chicago Bears followed by the Browns. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, let you know who they're selecting in round two as we creep closer to the Chiefs pick.
Draft Night with Jay Binkley, brought to you by Lucas Wine and Spirits Superstore, 610 Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.